if at some point the beta cells fail to release enough insulin to control glucose levels, that's the beginning of diabetes, called prediabetes, and then it evolves to diabetes. And so, in fact, insulin sensitivity and the beta cell response have to be compensating for each other and remain, and the product of the two, which is the disposition index, has to remain constant. So if for some reason you become less insulin sensitive, like a woman becomes pregnant, or you're taking a drug, or you put on some weight, as long as your beta cells are able to upregulate the production of insulin, your diabetes risk will not change. But if in fact your beta cells cannot accommodate that extra load, then this hyperbola will move to the origin and your diabetes risk will be increased. And so in this first study of Dr. Spiegel, she noticed a decrease of insulin sensitivity with sleep loss, 5 days of 4 hours in bed. However, the beta cells, instead of compensating and releasing more, they actually release significantly less. And therefore, the disposition index, this marker of diabetes risk, inversely related to diabetes risk. So the lower the disposition index, the higher the diabetes risk, was significantly changed. A few years after that, the Panev team did another study where those were overweight, middle-aged individuals, 14 nights of 5.5 hours in bed as compared to